Hey, folks, before we get started with the homemade broadcast this week, I just wanted to tell you quickly about NTT Fitness and NTTFitness.com. That is a full health mecca. I tell you what, located in Pinellas Park, you got group fitness classes, you got a gymnasium, you got people that will hold you accountable for your own fitness goals, and they have an excellent meal prep service. Now, I know you can cook your own food. I get it. You know how to do it. Wouldn't it be nice to have some variety, though, and it's delivered right to your door? You can get your entire Sunday back. You don't have to worry about it. It shows up on Sunday night, and then you just put it in the fridge, and you got food for the week. It is awesome. I've been using it for a few weeks, and I absolutely love it. I want you to try it out. Use code LEVELUP15. That's the homemade broadcast code at checkout, and you'll get 15% off your first order, NTTFitness.com. All right, let's start the show.
Beach, drive, drop, park, Central Avenue. We're all about the Sunshine City. RadioCP.com. RadioCP.com presents the Homemade Broadcast.
Yeah, I mean, it's not too bad. I mean, it should be okay. I'm not too worried about it, really. Don't worry about it. I'm not worried at all.
All right, well, thank you for the pen.
Yeah, no problem.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye. Okay, and are you ready for the show?
Yay, we're ready, Lucy. Please start.
And so I started.
This is Mayor Rick Kreisman, and you're listening to the Homemade Broadcast.
Personnel, this is CVTS. Base vehicle pre-count operations will start on my mark at 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
It is the Homemade Broadcast, HMB Radio on RadioSaintPete.com. My name is Will Coons. Welcome back to the show. Phone text line is open now, as it always is. 813-693-2124. Website is HMB Radio. That's Hotel Mike Bravo Radio.com. Facebook, HMB Radio. Twitter and Instagram, home_made_man. Make sure you follow Radio St. Pete while you're there as well. It's just Radio STPETE. Easy enough. How you doing? My name's Will Coons. This is the Homemade Broadcast. I hope you are well. I'm okay. I'm tired. But I'm good. It's always a pleasure to speak to you people. This week on the show, we got a jam-packed program. We got, I have a story about a charity event that went pretty good, but also bad, and only because it was of the patrons that showed up to this thing. Well, one patron in particular, so we're going to get into that later in car time. It's actually bedtime this week. I recorded it in bed. That sounds good. And then later on, we got a segment from Stay Woke, which is a radio show I co-host with my pal Anna Hummel. Every weeknight at midnight on 102.5 The Bone, we got a segment about happiness and people always striving to be happy, when I don't think that's good. I don't think you should do that. So we're going to get into that later. This segment is brought to you by Sumi Fink Real Estate. That's right. Sumi is the best real estate agent in Tampa Bay. Not just because she pays me to say that. I thought so anyway. She found me my apartment that I'm in now. She goes way above and beyond the call of duty for her clients. So make sure you go visit her on her Facebook page. Just search Sumi, S-U-M-I, and then Fink is F-I-N-K, Real Estate, and her number is 727-488-3729. And whether you're buying, renting, anything, she can help you out, so go visit her. So this week I wanted to talk about, I'm obsessed with this new Creative Loafing writer that's around. I love Creative Loafing. I read it all the time. And there's this new guy, Colin Wolf. He was the guy that was, he wrote about the milkshaking that happened to Matt Gaetz. We talked about that last week. And he kind of cheered it on and thinks it's awesome. He's one of these activist journalists. And it's just nice to like have a local one of these guys in my life that I can kind of love to hate type thing, and because he's so close. So this week he wrote about two teens arrested after swastika graffiti. Oh, my God. Found in Tampa parking garage. I brought this up before. Have you seen have you ever been in middle school? I'm sure that you have. Have you ever looked inside of a middle school boy's bathroom? It will make you pee-pee in your panties. The heinous crap that is written all over these things. This is just boys being boys. But in the environment that we live in now, everything's, you know, racist and sexist and ist, period. So this has gone beyond just idiot boys being idiot boys, and now it's a crime, and it needs to be prosecuted because you can't do this anymore. But Tampa police, this is according to Colin at Creative Loafing, Tampa police have arrested two teenagers in connections with a swastika that was spray-painted in a parking garage at a Bayshore Regency condominium on May 30th. According to the arrest report obtained by the Tampa Bay Times, 18-year-old Mark Allen Griffiths Jr., a 17-year-old who won't be named because he's a minor. Didn't you just name him, or is this the other kid? Were arrested and charged with criminal mischief after the building security cameras caught the pair on June 3rd between 5 and 6 a.m. spray painting a neon green swastika as well as YMCA, I don't know what that is, and SS, which is also a Nazi symbol. Officers also found spray paint cans in Griffith's bedroom. TPD says they were the suspect, or says they suspect the two may have been connected in another vandalism act, which is at a nearby condo tower. So it's just kids. This has been always happening, folks. I got arrested for graffiti. Everybody does this. I didn't spray paint Nazi symbols, though. It's worth noting that the condominium is less than 1 mile away from the Jewish Community Center preschool. Wow, of South Tampa. Is it really worth mentioning that? Less than a mile away? A mile is far away, dude. Less than a mile? So what are we talking here? 0.2, 0.3? You know, half mile? A quarter mile? I run almost every day. And let me tell you something. A half a mile is a long way away. You can count every step. It's a long way away. But it's again, we have to push this narrative of everything being, you know, everybody's anti-Semitic and these things are going up. And it's not. It's a lie. It's always been like this. This is dumb kids. An Instagram account believed to be associated with Griffiths shows him spray painting Mark on a wall. Oh, my God. That's crazy. He stalked his Instagram. Along with the caption, just starting to redecorate my room. So? These are not major details, dude. Nobody cares. Another post, oh no, this is real bad. Firing an assault rifle in another post. Wow. And he posts a link to it because this is important for some reason. By the way, this kid, I'd looked at the post, and he highlighted those two posts for some reason. Him spray painting, because I guess it shows that he spray paints graffiti. Okay, and then the other one, him firing a gun, I don't really know what that means. I mean, I'm sure he hates guns, so obviously that's a problem for him. But it's also pictures of him running track with his black friends, and he's got a bunch of pictures with him and his black friends running track. So I don't think he's racist, if that's what you're trying to insinuate, but that's what he is trying to insinuate, because that's what these people do. Am I wrong here? 813-693-2124. This is crazy, and it happens all the damn time. But I love Colin. I love to I read his columns religiously now. He's obsessed with Matt Gaetz almost as much as I am obsessed with him.
The Homemade Broadcast is on RadioSaintPete.com.
Make sure you go over to HMBRadio.com. Got some blog posts this week. There's some stupid MTV reality show that's called Floribama something or other party thing. I've never heard of it. I'm over 30 years old, so I don't know what these things are anymore. But it's some show where they get some idiot kids and put them in a house, much like Real World, I'm assuming. And then they just get drunk and fight and all that stuff. So Floribama is the panhandle of Florida. But that doesn't stop the production to bringing it down south to St. Pete Beach. And if there's one thing St. Pete Beach needs more of, it's more drunk morons. But I'm a drunk moron, and probably you are too from time to time if you live here. So I say welcome aboard, gang. Welcome, and let's party. So go check out that blog over there at hmbradio.com. They go up, you know, when I can. I put some up. There's no, like, you know, scheduled time, but I've been using my time more effectively. And I put up blog posts now over there. And even podcasts now that are only available over at hmbradio.com and the podcast feed. So if you are not subscribed to HMB Radio Tampa Bay, please do so. Search HMB Radio, all one word combined, Tampa Bay. Hit the subscribe button. Give it 5 stars. And it only takes a second. You know, it really helps me out. So I appreciate you doing it. And, yeah, you get extra content that's only available over there and at hmbradio.com. Follow me on Twitter and Instagram at @home_made_man. I got some stickers, magnets, good stuff like that. So make sure you get some. Just email me at thehomemadebroadcast@radiosaintpete.com. Or you can just slide into my DMs, and I'll be happy to send you some. Just send me your address, and I'll get some out to you ASAP. And this week in car time, which it became bedtime because, well, you'll find out why very shortly, but it's a time that I usually spend commuting, but I was laid up this week. So I recorded a segment about the Johnny B. All-Star Comedy Jam, which I helped him out with at Snappers last week, and it benefited Apple A Day Charities. And we had something happen that was kind of weird. So let's check out this segment. But before we do that, I want to say thank you very much to Truvy Salon and Spa. Truvy is T-R-U-V, as in victory, Y, salonandspa.com. You can visit her at 8908 4th Street North, Unit B. Get your hair did. Get your nails done. Feel good. Look good. Truvy Salon and Spa.com. Let's check out this clip from Car Time, Bedtime, this week on the Homemade Broadcast.
Actually, not in a car right now. I'm laying in bed, not trying to be sexy either, telling you that. But I am laying in bed, and I'm icing my back, because apparently I'm just an old man now. I don't know when this happened, but I have a bad back at 30 years old. Well, I know what happened. I got hit by a car years ago. But, like, your back goes out? I don't think that's supposed to happen in your 30s. That's more of a older guy, I think. 40s. That's when that's supposed to kick in. It's a little premature with that. So, yeah, I'm not in a car recording this right now. I'm laying in bed. So I wanted to talk a little bit about, you did this, I helped Johnny B out with a comedy thing that he did. He did this Apple a Day, which is a charity that I guess Drew Garabo and Seth from Drew Garabo Live on the Bone are part of. And Johnny wanted to help them out, you know, with their charity, because they do nice stuff for the kids. They buy them iPads, kids that are undergoing cancer treatment. So Johnny offered to do a comedy benefit, and then they would just give them the money for the charity or whatever. Don't think they really care. I don't think they really like us, but I'm sure they'll take the money for sure. So, well, I didn't have anything to do with it. Johnny put it on. And when I got to the event, I offered to help him kind of just manage the show. You know, I have limited experience running comedy shows, so I offered to help him out with the raffles and all that. And it went really good. I was very impressed with, I was worried, because when you have, when you put on an event like that, you know, it's stressful enough. Like, just, I'm sure he feels the same way. He's been doing it for a lot longer, but you want people to show up, number one. And people did show up, which was awesome. A lot of people, it was, I think it was almost a sellout. Especially with no help, pretty much, from anybody else. This was just him kind of doing it and promoting it himself in a short period of time. Snappers Grill and Comedy Club up there in Palm Harbor, fantastic. Thank you all for doing that on short notice like that. They usually don't do shows on Sunday, but they did it to help, you know, Johnny out and stuff. So they were great. Staff was great. Turnout was great. And I was nervous about how much money they were going to raise. Because, I mean, iPads are expensive. What are they, like $500 or something? I don't know if they buy used ones or something. You can do that, too. But I feel like for a charity or something like that, it has to be new. So those are $500 a piece. And I was worried. I was like, I hope that he raises enough to buy an iPad, at least, for this thing. And he ended up making like $2,100 for a local comedy show. That's freaking awesome, dude. It's fantastic. So he was able to write a check to them for Apple a Day for $2,100, which is, I think, a little bit more. I wonder if he counted my $10 in there. Johnny might have just stole my $10 because I Venmo'd him $10. That's all I have. I don't have very much. You know, you give what you can to these things. So when we were, when Johnny was doing the raffles and stuff, what we'd do is put up a comedian, and then we would, like, the station gave us a bunch of tickets and stuff to raffle away, which was great of them, too. Like, and I've been wasted at comedy, and just in general. Like, I get wasted all the time. Not all the time. Weekends. One day a week. Get pretty hammered. And I don't understand how you just can't handle your booze. Like, there's always the voice in the back of your head that you kind of know, okay, you need to calm down. Like, there's a sober guy or lady, whatever you are, they, them, whatever you identify as, in your mind, even when you're completely blackout, drunk, there's still usually someone telling you, hey, you need to chill out, or you're too drunk, you need to stop drinking. And maybe that's the difference between alcoholics and just binge drinkers. Maybe they don't have that, but I think everybody does. I don't buy the whole thing, like, using being drunk as an excuse for your bad behavior. So there's these people, they look a little... Matt Fernandez described the mother as Billy Idol, and that's what she looked like. That was really funny. And then the daughter was just kind of like this white trashy chick. I don't know, just kind of trash ass. And they're chit-chatting the entire time during this show. Like, yelling at the comedians and stuff. And it's getting progressively worse as time goes on. When they got there, the mother seemed drunk. I don't remember seeing the daughter, but I remember she came and bought raffle tickets. So she seemed hammered then, but fine. Just drunk. Which, I'm no prude. Get hammered. Let's do it. Let's party. But as time's going on, she's getting more and more rowdy. Yelling stuff, etc. during these comedian sets. Now, again, I don't understand you don't hold your booze, and I also don't understand how you think that a comedy show is a participation event. It's definitely, definitely not for you to participate in. Never. There's no comedy show that is. Maybe an improv show where they ask for suggestions. That'd be about it. And I guess sometimes a stand-up comedian will, like, ask a question, but they're not really asking. It's more just it's setting up, you know, the joke when they do, hey, how many people have kids out there? That type stuff. And then you go, woo! And you go, all right. And then they move on and get into the premise of the joke. But they're not asking you, right? Everybody knows that. But apparently not if you're blackout drunk, because then you just think that you could start yelling stuff. That's a pretty common thing. There's usually one in every show like that, you know, that somebody's just too drunk and starts yelling crap, and then the comedian will usually threaten to throw them out, and then they'll either be quiet or sometimes they actually get thrown out and they have to leave the show. I can't imagine getting thrown out of a charity event, though. How embarrassing would that be? And it's this daughter, and I think it's the daughter's boyfriend. At one point, the daughter's boyfriend just bailed, left, went to the bar, couldn't take it anymore. He was probably embarrassed. And the father, you could tell he's embarrassed too, but he can't do anything about it. Which, I don't know if he's just pee-whipped or what the deal is, but he was not in control of that situation. Billy Idol's yelling, his daughter's yelling. And I met the guy, actually, I'm pretty sure, and he was a nice guy. He was, you know, came up, so, I like, stay woke. Oh, great. Thanks for coming out, man. Appreciate it. And he was cool. And we left it at that. So that's bad enough, screaming and yelling at a comedy show for charity. But then this bitch gets up. We're doing the raffle. She's real close to the stage, gets up on the stage, and I am dumbfounded at this. I cannot believe the gall of this lady to think that that's okay. You never get up on the stage. You're ruining everybody else's time at a charity event by being a drunken fool. What is wrong with you? So I kind of had, it's such a jarring thing. It's just Johnny and I up there. I'm holding the tickets for the raffle. And she kind of, da, 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 da. Nobody can understand what she's saying even. She's that drunk. And it's like, it was so jarring. Like, it was like a punch in the face. Like, it was a fight or flight impulse that came over me. And it took me a second. I was like, I can't believe this. What's happening here? And nobody, you know, Snappers doesn't have security or anything, so they're not really, they can't really do anything about it. And then I go, okay, I can't let this lady do this. I'm not going to let this lady do this. So I go, honey, you got to get down. No, get down. And she's talking, yeah, 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 yeah. No, you get down. What are you doing? Get down. I'm starting to get a little louder. And I don't touch her, because obviously in today's litigious society we live in, God forbid, I put my hand on her and she falls and breaks her leg, I'm going to get sued. Because that's where we live now. But there was that story, remember that? And this was years ago, but I don't know, maybe it was a myth. I don't know, it seemed too crazy, but I think it was in England too. And it's, forget it, over there is gone. Some burglar broke into the house, fell through a glass window, hurt himself, sued the homeowner, and won a bunch of money. That's crazy. So that's what was going through my mind, like, don't touch this lady, because you never know what can happen here. So I didn't put my hands on her, but I kind of used a Jedi Force push, because I wanted to grab her by the back of her neck, drag her outside, and throw her out like Uncle Phil threw out Jeff, if you ever watched that show. That's what I wanted to do to this woman. I was so aggravated with her. So I kind of used my body and kind of just blocked her out, you know, blocked her, started easing her off one inch at a time. And she falls into the table in front of us, fall on top of these people. Thank God we knew these people and they weren't people who were just at the, it was like Anna and the girl I do the Stay Woke with and her poor friend who was in town visiting from California, Deba. And Deba punched her right in the boob, I guess, which is a great move. Love that. And the lady's too drunk. She just doesn't even know she got hit anyways. But holy hell, how embarrassing. It was so bizarre to see. And finally, the manager came over. I think his name was Mike. Really nice guy. He was getting berated, too, by the staff. I don't think they are used to working Sundays. And Mike was just getting it from all angles. So they finally, now they probably should have thrown her out at that point. And I don't know if there was more Yeah, they should have thrown her out. That's it. I mean, you yell stuff out, that's bad enough, but when you're disrupting, falling on top of people, being that drunk, my God. But he sat her down, talked to her, and then I guess she kept it up, and Anna was sitting right behind her. She fell on Anna, and finally Anna just like, you need to shut the F up, and got nasty with her. And then I guess she was a little more quiet, but was still just a complete disaster. So, anyway, that was a great time. It was a good story. I think it was a good story. I was happy that something interesting happened. You know? So don't get drunk. Don't mind your booze consumption, especially at a charity event. And obviously, don't yell at performers when they're performing. Especially comedy. And, enjoy yourself otherwise. But, otherwise, you know, just don't get too drunk. Okay, bye.
This is the Homemade Broadcast. This is RadioCP.com.
813-693-2124 is the voice and text line. HMBRadio.com is the website. Instagram and Twitter, home_made_man. Follow me over there. And this week on Stay Woke. Stay Woke is the radio program I host with Anna Hummel. And we do it every weeknight at midnight. On 102.5 The Bone. You can listen at TheBoneOnline.com or you can get the app and listen to it on demand at your leisure. Just search 102.5 The Bone. So we were talking about happiness and how everybody is trying to be happy. Yeah, obviously everybody wants to be happy, but I'm not sure if you're supposed to be happy all the time. I don't think you are. So we talked a little bit about that. And we're going to get started in 1 second with that clip. But first, I want to say thank you to Homemade Podcasts. Homemade Podcasts with an S.com. That's my media consulting company. And if you're interested in podcasting, but you don't know how, whether you need help with the hardware, software, RSS feeds, any of that stuff, I can help you. If you're a business that wants to reach new and existing clientele, podcasting is a great way to do that. Or if you're just an individual looking for a hobby, it's a fun one. I can do it because I'm talking to you through that medium currently as we speak. Or if you're a local business that's interested in advertising with the Homemade Broadcast here, I'd love to have you. Just visit hmbradio.com. Click the contact tab and let's chat. All right, let's hear this clip from Stay Woke.
I hate the term happy wife, happy life. I hear people say that all the time, like, I hear it when people get engaged, and women will make jokes about it too. Oh, happy wife, happy life. And guys will say it to each other as well. And I hate it so goddamn much because I think that it makes women sound like children. Mm-hmm. Like, you don't want to give the child a tantrum. Right. Make sure she's happy. Yep. Even if you're not happy, just make her happy and everything will be okay. Mm-hmm. And sometimes I'll see married couples for like 50 years and they go, oh, you know, what's the secret to a lasting marriage? And they'll say, happy wife, happy life. And I'm like, what a pussy.
What
God
would be
damn.
What, is there an equivalent saying for men?
No. You is mean it, two women about men?
Isn't there one about...
Because if you said happy husband, happy life, people would be like, that's success.
I think it's the closest thing would be the key to a man's heart is through his stomach. You ever hear that one?
Yeah.
So like be a good cook pretty much is what that means.
I'm never getting married then.
You can roast vegetables. I've seen you.
I've done it. I don't enjoy it.
They weren't great.
No, they weren't. They didn't look very good. They tasted okay. I'm not good. But I also don't choose to be good. If I tried, I could be good. I don't think this is going to sound so pretentious, and I know nothing about cooking, mm-hmm. but I feel like to be a decent cook is not hard. I feel like it's not hard. If I wanted to do it, I could easily do it. That's what I think. Now, not like a pit master. I understand that there's a bit more science there, even though to me it just looks like you're, you know, flipping over slabs of meat. I know Johnny's like freaking out in his car right now. I know you have to like different cuts if it's part of the pig's ass or part of the pig's face. It matters. I understand there's a science. But to be honest with you, to be like a decent cook, I don't think it's that freaking hard.
Decent cook, I think that's probably... fair. I think I'm a decent cook.
Okay.
I can work my way around breakfast, pretty good at.
Okay.
I can do the grill. To be honest with you, it is pretty easy.
Okay.
You put, now I know it's, you got to control the temperature. That's the big thing.
Yeah, but you can learn that, you know what
I mean? You can, and it's not like I'm doing, like, because you could smoke meat, right? And you could do it for 48 hours and be on there. That's a challenge. I would say that would be tough. But if you're just grilling a steak, it's pretty easy. You put the charcoal in there.
Mm-hmm.
You light it on fire.
Yeah.
You make sure it turns gray.
Noted.
Before you move it around.
Right.
And then you put the steak on 3 minutes each side.
Okay.
Flip it over, depending on the thickness.
Sure.
Usually you get the thick ribeyes.
Yeah.
That's what I do. 3 minutes on each side, and it's delicious. Best
Good
thing
to go.
In the world. Yeah,
yeah.
Super easy.
Yeah, I'm just not trying there. But anyways, back to the topic at hand. Happy wife, happy life. People swear by that phrase. I hate it so much because I feel like you're, and I'm not trying to like, not cherry pick, what am I, nitpick here. Like, if you want to say it, I don't care. But when I hear it, it makes me cringe because I'm like, that should not be the case at all. It should be happy partner, happy life, both ways. You know what I mean? And if you're just living a lie, if you're just doing things just so your woman won't get mad at you and that's going to give you a happy life, that's no happy life. That's no way to live. You don't want to be walking on eggshells in your relationship in either direction.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know. I would like to hear other people's marriage advice, what you think of that phrase, 727-579-1025 or 800-771-1025.
When I think about that phrase, happy wife, happy life,
yeah.
I kind of think it's just appeasing your lady with words. Meaning if they say, hey, you know, do this, and you just kind of say, yes, dear, whether you do it or not, it's just, it buys you time temporarily. You know, just being agreeable.
Sure, sure. Less tension, perhaps. But then also, I feel like that can often lead to other problems. Like, are you not happy? Like, are you just happy because you're not getting yelled at because bad things aren't happening to you? Because that's not really a good way to live either. You know, if being too agreeable, you're not doing anything that you actually want to do. You're just trying to make someone not mad. I don't know if that's the best way to live. But it says here, as the saying goes, happy wife, happy life. Turns out that the adage may need to be changed to happy wife or husband, longer life, because there's a new study that says having a happy spouse is linked to greater longevity. I mean, this seems to be pretty obvious. Like, if you're not in total contention and the house isn't tense all the time and you're going to a peaceful home, right? It's probably less stress on the body overall, and I could see how if you have years of peace in the home, that could probably lead to a longer, fuller, healthier life. Makes sense to me.
Yeah, I would say so, but I think you're right, though. It's kind of forsaking the other person's happiness, you know, because there is a second party involved here, and
right.
I think ideally you'd want both people to be happy.
Absolutely, and it was funny. I was actually watching an Instagram video of Will Smith, and he said, and I'm going to play this for you, and he was talking about how you cannot make another person happy. You have to be responsible for your own happiness. Now, of course, you can make somebody else's experience on this planet better or worse, for sure, but essentially, it's really your choice to live a happy life. Because, like, I've been in situations before, I'm sure you have too, where you try to, like, you try to bring out, you know, the balloons, and you try to bring out, you know, the silver platter, and you try to make people happy, and they're just curmudgeons. They're not going to be happy with everything. If they're happy with dinner, then they'll make a comment about how they didn't like the atmosphere, the curtains, or whatever it is. They'll find something to bitch about. They won't just be happy in the moment. Right? Or if you're like, wow, it was a beautiful day. Yeah, but, you know, it's probably going to rain tomorrow. You're like, what the hell, dude? I hate you. I freaking hate you. But this is what Will Smith says, and I think that there's a lot of wisdom here, so I'm going to go ahead and play this for you.
Me and Jada was reflecting about love, and I asked her, I said, what does she think was, you know, one of the biggest revelations that she had about love? She said that you cannot make a person happy. And I thought that was a real deep idea. You can make a person smile. You can make a person feel good. You can make a person laugh. But whether or not a person is happy is deeply and totally and utterly out of your control.
I completely agree with this. Again, you can make someone's life or happiness better and or worse. And I think that's really what relationships are for, is like you're trying to add on mm-hmm. to an already hopefully good life, right? Like you need to be stable and confident enough and happy enough to be in a relationship with someone else who also has those things going on, and you both share common values and you want to experience and enhance each other's lives, not like be asking, you know, well, you need to make me happy. What are you going to do? What kind of dance are you going to do for me to make me happy? That's not how this should operate, I feel.
And there's a narrative that we're always supposed to be happy. And I don't think that's true. Mm-hmm. You have to experience the other range of emotions to appreciate being happy. You can't expect your partner, your wife, your husband to just provide this endless joy for you, because that's an unreasonable expectation.
Uh-huh.
There's going to be bumps.
100%.
And they teach you, they help you grow as a human being so you can learn to be, I think contentment is probably what you should go after as opposed to being happy.
I think you can go after happiness, but you also have to expect that there are going to be moments where you're not happy, and that's just a part of life. Like you
and
should
how to navigate
right.
that. Yeah.
And how to cope with that, and not how to and learn how to not be devastated by those moments, learning how to work through them and try to get back to happiness. I don't think it's a bad idea or goal to chase happiness. I think ultimately that's what everybody wants, is to be happy. That's a fine goal to have. But then as soon as you step out of that happiness zone, if you just think that, you know, something is wrong, or you have a psychological disorder, or now you're depressed and now you need to go on like medication, that's just the nature of the game, man. There's going to be moments in life where you're very anxious, where you're very depressed. And a lot of that is just circumstantial. Right? People are like, oh, I have depression. I'm like, no, you don't. You're sad. Your brain is working 100% normally. And this is my biggest problem with like people who, as soon as they feel bad, start taking like pharmaceutical drugs. You know, they go on Prozac or something like that, or they just start smoking a bunch of weed. And I'm like, dude, you're not supposed to be numbing these emotions. These emotions are guiding you to a better place. And that's what people really don't understand about emotions and what they work. They guide behavior. If you're scared, you're either going to fight or flee, right? If you're happy, you're going to try to keep doing more of that. If you're angry, you're going to try to rectify something that was done wrong, and so you don't get angry again. So your emotions, listen to your emotions. Don't be afraid of them. Don't numb them. And of course, there are people who are clinically depressed. I'm not saying that there aren't, but I would say most cases when people are sad or don't feel good, that's perfectly correlated to what they're experiencing in their life at the moment. That's not a problem. That means your brain is functioning normally. Mm-hmm. If you went through a breakup and you're really sad, that's normal. That's how you should be feeling. You're not a clinically depressed person. You just feel like S,
yeah,
and you're going to be fine.
In mourning. Yeah, that's an emotion. That's the full spectrum of human emotion. But when you chase, and I feel like when people chase happiness too hard, you burn a lot of your mental energy. I kind of believe in that chi, that you only have so much. Like, you know, Donald Trump, they made fun of him because he said there's only so much energy you have, and that's why he doesn't exercise. Now, that's obviously nonsense. But I kind of believe that with mental power. Like, you only have so much juice in a day, right? And if you spend it all chasing happiness as opposed to enjoying happiness when it's there, you can burn yourself out, and then you sink, right? So you're going up trying to gain this positive emotion on the graph. But if you can dip down, and then the bell curve happens, and then you sink down into despair and you have no juice left to get out of it. And I feel like that can lead you to depression when you're trying to chase that positivity all the time.
100%. And being the millennial that I am and working on, I'm very intrigued by self-development. I think it's really good that a lot of our generation is really involved in it, trying to better ourselves, improve ourselves and things like that. Of what I've learned thus far, seems like the ultimate key to happiness, and I triangulate my sources. So this is what like the Dalai Lama says. This is what Tony Robbins says. This is what Jay Shetty says. This is what Tom Bilyeu says. This is what they all seem to be saying, the same sort of thing. They're all singing the same chorus, is you gotta be present. That's what they say.
Yes, yeah.
Stop worrying about the past. Stop worrying about the future, or like you said, chasing something, which means something in the future is going to make me happy. But if you can find happiness in the present moment, I feel like that's really unlocking the key to a lifetime of happiness, like savoring moments and being in a moment and experiencing it and maybe not pulling out your phone and trying to record it, but just being in the moment and being like, this is really cool. I'm happy in this moment. I'm not
or
completely
maybe you're
fulfilled.
Not happy. Maybe you're yeah. not happy in that moment, but knowing that that moment is going to pass and there is going to be a time that's going to be good again.
Yeah.
That you're going to have fun. You're going to be doing stuff, but you just have to get through that period where it's not good, mm-hmm. right? And there's nothing, I mean, that's just the way life is. It's not all going to be, you know, yeah. stars and rainbows
yeah.
and stuff. You're going to be in the pit sometimes.
Absolutely.
And if you can turn that negative emotion into a positive, use that negative energy. I've always been, like, comedians are notorious for this. They'll use their depression and the things, their angst, mm-hmm. and turn it into comedy.
Yeah.
I think that's why I like comedy so much is because I know that's what they're doing. And I kind of feel that way with, I feel like I'm better when I'm down in the dumps, when
oh,
I'm depressed or angry.
You perform better.
But I feel like I'm using that energy to perform, to do something.
And that makes you happy, right?
And that makes me happy.
Nice.
Then there you go. So if you can use that negativity to turn it into something positive, just use it as some sort of gas, as some sort of fuel,
mm-hmm.
that's great. You just can't let it consume you.
Yeah.
Because that's when you get into trouble.
All right, there we go. Stay Woke Midnights, 102.5 The Bone. That's it. Another show in the books. Thank you so much for tuning in. If you're listening on Radio St. Pete, I encourage you to stay tuned because Frank Rivera's jazz show is coming up next, followed by the indie circuit. And if you listen on podcasts, I really do appreciate that because it's a nice thing to do, and it helps me. And I like that you want to help me. I'm so overjoyed. No, seriously, I do appreciate it. So make sure you subscribe over at HMB Radio on your favorite podcast app for extra content. HMBRadio.com for extra content. Home_made_man for social media. And I hope you have a great week. I love you. This is Will Koontz. This is HMB Radio on Radio St. Pete. Take care. Bye-bye.
Found the Homemade Broadcast on RadioSaintPete.com.